dear. And from talking about pain relief to our own pain in the posterior, not really, it's time to join Diana O'Carroll with our question of the week.
This week's question, tell the pills where it hurts.
Hi, I'm Andrew McCluskey from Edinburgh, Scotland, and I was wondering how pain relief drugs target pain and why we don't go numb in random parts of our body.
How do painkillers find the sore bits?
I'm Tim Warner, and I'm from Barts in the London School of Medicine and Dentistry. The explanation for this lies in what causes the pain and how we experience it. If we imagine, for instance, pain coming from something like a damaged tissue, you could think of something like an arthritic knee, for instance, then in that knee there's a local generation of factors that sensitize the local pain nerve endings. So that local sensitization depends upon what's happening locally in the knee. And then through the nervous pathways, this is then taken as a signal to the brain where we perceive the pain. And so that part of our perception depends on what's happening in the central nervous system. So if we have that as an idea in our heads, we can think about how the pain-relieving drugs work. The non-steroidal drugs that we use for muscle and joint aches and pains, and those are drugs like ibuprofen, they stop the formation of the sensitizing factors, in this example, the knee. And as only the arthritic knee is making the factors, it's only there that the ibuprofen-type drugs act. And so we feel less pain in our inflamed knee. And at the same time, the other knee doesn't go numb because it isn't making the sensitizing factors, so there's nothing there for ibuprofen to inhibit. If you had a more intense pain, say you had an operation on your knee, so you might use something stronger, such as a morphine-type drug, and those ones do work within the central nervous system. So those drugs are going to cut down the signals in the brain coming from the nerve connections in the knee, and so they cut down the sensation of pain by a central effect in the brain and not by acting locally in the knee like ibuprofen. But because they act centrally, they have a tendency to also generally dampen down pain pathways. So to a certain extent, you may have a feeling of numbness somewhere else.
So non-steroidal painkillers can block pain from sites of inflammation if they're dispersed right through the body. As Tay said on the forum, your body can become quite good at processing these chemicals over time, which is why frequent users of painkillers find the drugs less effective. Next week, we have a rather close-cutting question.
Hi, this is Neil from Villa Tesslan in Switzerland. I've been listening to the podcast for a while, and I've got a question for you. Why is it that a potato peeler doesn't need sharpening where every other kitchen knife does?
My parents have had the same potato peeler for 20 years. Why won't they get a new one? Answers to chris@thenakedscientists.com or write on our forum, and that's at thenakedscientists.com/forum.
Love it. If you know the answer, drop us an email to chris@thenakedscientists.com. Chris.
Thanks, Kat. Well, that's all for this week. We've run out of time. Thank you to our guests, Jim Tour and Peter Rothwell, and also to our production team, Sarah Costa-Perry, Mira Senthilingam, Tom Simpkins, Dave Ansell, Diana O'Carroll and Ben Vowsler. We're back next week with a Q&A show. All your science questions answered, send them in to me, chris@thenakedscientists.com, if you'd like me to answer one. Otherwise, have a great evening and see you next time. Goodbye.
The Naked Scientists comes to you from Cambridge University and is supported by the Wellcome Trust, the EPSRC, the Natural Environment Research Council and UK FAST. For more information, look us up online at thenakedscientists.com.